Andrew Wilbarrett, did you always know you were going to be opening today?
Purdy told me this morning, sort of after we had our meeting. Obviously, Sterlo was a bit ill, so I kind of thought that I'd go up top. It's kind of nice to get some runs. I've had a slow enough winter and not as successful as I would have liked. So to come to this warm-up game in India and score some runs straight away is very satisfying.
Do you prefer the sort of when the ball's new, a bit of hardness, get used to the conditions? It's probably the top three of only, that's the only chance you've got really to play yourself in a T20.
I've played a lot of my cricket in Ireland or with Ireland in the middle order. I haven't played much under lights, but I found it quite comfortable today. Obviously batting with William, as experienced as he is, helps me along. Definitely the new ball and the hard ball, and obviously the field is in, gives you a chance to get value for your shots.
And I don't think I've seen William playing as positively in a long, long time. Maybe one or two innings before that.
Yeah, no, he's in great form. He's obviously a top class player, and for your captain to score runs and obviously to win by 10 wickets is the ideal start. And if he can continue that form throughout the World Cup, I think we'll be very successful.
The bowling unit came in for a bit of criticism during the 2015 World Cup, but you seem now they've got good variety. Boyd Rangan obviously adds an extra dimension to it, but everyone just seems to be really on top of their game at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely, and we've obviously got people like Craig Young waiting to come in as well. So we've got a lot of depth in our bowling at the moment. We're in a good place. The guys have bowled well in the T20 series before this, whereas the batters weren't doing as well. So for the batters to come out and chase these runs down fairly comfortably is very satisfying, and obviously the bowlers did a terrific job. I think there were three or four down in the first five. It was an ideal start, but it's only a warm-up game. We don't want to look too much into it. It's a good way to start, but there's a lot of cricket left to be played.
And obviously, momentum got in. It's three games. I mean, it's do or die, isn't it? There's not much margin for error.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got to be hitting the ground running come the 9th of March, and we know that. So to keep building from a good training camp in Chandigarh to now, and obviously the next game against Zimbabwe in a couple of days, all leading to that first game, it is do or die. You've got to win all three, basically. So we'll be going in with that attitude.